This daf is Bamitzia daf Memches. Bamitzia Memches. Sunday and Monday, I will not be giving the daf online. We're trying to work on getting a sub, but if not, Tuesday will be the next day. It's just I have a Baruch Hashem smachot, and I just will not be able to give it on Sunday and Monday. But Bez Hashem on by Tuesday, we'll be back to regular schedule. But it could be that somebody else will be giving it on Sunday and Monday. We'll have to talk about that after this year. Okay. Just wanted to mention one idea before we continue on Mem Zayin Mabez on the first wide line. Tanan, yesterday, what came up? The Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether Meshicha is Mefereshes Min HaTorah, whether the Meshicha is the Kinyan Meshicha is a Kinyan Daraisa or a Kinyan Darabana. That is an outgrowth of the other machlokas, whether Moos Konos is Daraisa Durabanan. Rabbi Yochanan hold that Moos Konos is Daraisa, meaning when I give the money, I am automatically Kone, the item that I'm trying to buy. Midurabanan Chazal uprooted that Kinyan, discussion about whether totally or just held it in abeyance, but either they uprooted it and said that no, you have to give the item because the Xerah of Shemi Yomer Lo Nisruchi Dechbaliyah. Maybe he'll say that your wheat was burned in the attic, and we want the person who still has the item to take care of it properly. Therefore, we say that the kinyan does not work. That's Rabbi Yochanan and Moos Konos. While Reish Lakish says, Meshicha Mefereshes Min HaTorah, no, Meshicha is Daraisa. It was Daraisa. And not Moos. Moos are not Konos Daraisa. Hopefully, we'll get to a little bit later. I'm sorry, we'll get to it today. Is there, we know there's something called kinyan Kesef. When it comes to Kesef, when it comes to Karka. Karak is nicknamed the Ketzav Shar B'Chazaka. We know Metaltan are his nickname in Ma'os. Is there any difference between Ma'os Konos and Kesef, Kinyan Kesef by Karka? That's something my Rebbe Rav Rosen's like to talk about, that even though it's both money, but just the fact that there are different phrases used in the Gemara to discuss whether being Kona Metaltan or Kona Karka, one is called Kesef, one is called Ma'os. Maybe Ma'os is more of a barter type of value Kinyan, while Kesef, Kinyan Kesef is more of a symbolic. Kinyan Kesef by Karka and Moos Konos by Metaltel. We'll have to see what the rayas are to that, but already here you see the language of the Gemara of Moos Konos. That language is not used by Karka. By Karka it's Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is nickname. Okay, but just one thing I wanted to mention that I thought I would start off with, and that is something that came up Derech Agav, and that is the Gemara said, what does Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish each do with the others? With the other psukim, or Rabbi Yochanan said Moos Konos. Why? So we had three shittas in the Rishonim. Why is Moos Konos Daraisa? Either Rashi says the makor is hektish, or Rabbi Chananel and the Rif say the makor is a kal v'chomer, and Rashba says the makor is a svara. Svara. That was all Reish Lakish. That was all Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish for psukim daranik nebiyav liyad. So we said, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? So miyad he says excludes karka from ona'ah. So what exactly does that mean? Right, it's a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on says, Elu dvarim she'ein lahem ona'ah. Where is this Mishnah? Nunhei, Nunvav, Nunvav. Nunvav and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu dvarim she'ein lahem ona'ah. Right, Mishnah later on in the parak. Avadim shtaras karkaos. Hekdeshos. Right, karkaos is up there. So there's no ona'ah by karkas. What exactly does that mean? So there are three shitas. Seems to be three shittas in the Rishonim. What exactly that means? Shita number one, the first two shittas are Rashi and Tosfos in the second parak of Maseches Kedushin. Rashi has a very limited view. What does it mean that there is no onah by karka? All that means is that, as we said yesterday, there are three levels to onah. Less than a six, nothing. It stays. More exactly a six, it is nikne hamekach and your machzir the shtus. Your machzir the 1/6. More than a six, the whole thing is null and void. So says Rashi, you know what Ein Rabba Karkos means? The middle section doesn't apply. If it's exactly a sixth, then the Kenyan works and you get to keep the sixth. That's what Rashi says. Rashi, that's it. If it's more than a sixth, then that's it. The Mekach is about to leave my Karka. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosf is there, and they're showing a note that according to that, there's not much difference between Karka and Metaltzelin. It's very, very close. The only difference is whether you're machs of the shtus when it comes to karka. The second shita is Tosfos there. Tosfos goes to Rebbe Tam and other places. Also, Tosfos says this. Tosfos says, Ein ona karkaos, meaning even more than a sixth. Even more than a sixth, we say that there is no when it comes to karka, up until 100%. if it's more than 100% ripoff, more than 100% above or below the market of the market price, so then we say again, there is ona even by karka. 100%. Right? So that's karka. That's chitas tosis. The Rambam has the other side of the opinion, opposite of Rashi. And that is, ein ona karkos, period. Period. No exceptions. Could be 300%. Said the Rambam in Perek Gimel Nechaz Bechira, afilu machar shava elef dinar, o shava dinar be'elef, ein mehem ona. O shava, 1,000 to 1. Should everyone, it could be out of Yisecha, it could be out of God, yasu karkos. So karkos are excluded. So what are the svaras for this? Can we come up with some svaras why this should be the case? According to Rashi, you don't have to come up with such a svara. According to Rashi, there's basically no difference between karka and betalzalim. According to the Rabbah, what about the other side? According to Rashi, there's not much difference. You don't need to spark to say why karka is different, because karka isn't so different. So you have to, based on the Xeris HaKasuv, you have to say, maybe we'll give a little svar for Rashi. You have to give it in a minute. Well, let's go to the Tosfos for a second. What's the svar for Tosfos? Why would you say up till 100%, but by 100% it's you say there is ona? So it can't be that there's something formal about karka, right? That's according to the Rambam. Karka is different for some reason. But Tosfos doesn't even say that, because Tosfos says there is a limit. So what must you say for Tosfos? So how many Akronim say Tosfos is that it must be that even by Karka there is Ona. And that's what the Ramban says Al HaTorah. The Ramban in Bahara, very important Ramban. The Ramban says, of course, the Isser D'Oraisa of Ona applies to Karka and Metaltalin equally. What if I'm Ma'ana a person by Karka, it's Mutter? No, it's Aser, just like Metaltalin. It's Chesif Rechenef said this also. The Isser applies equally by Karka. After all, the context of the Torah. You look in the Torah, the Torah Shabbat is talking about Karka. Vani Choshiv Otsvara, says the Ramban. Shevadei Ma'anes Chaveru Ladas over Balav. Bein B'metaltalin, bein B'karkos. Shebohen Dibra Kosov, Al Tonu Ish Zachiv. V'bispashen Imachar Yovel. Shumazer Sheyiknu V'yimkru L'fi Hashanim. V'lo Yonu Ish Zachiv. Rabbeinu Darshu, they say that in terms of the Hachzaras Mammon, in terms of the Chiyuv Hashava. What's the Lashon? The Ramban has a Lashon like this, and that is Mechila. Mechila. Really, there is an Isser of Ona'a, but by Karka, you could assume that there's a more flexible Mechila by people. By Metaltalin, very small. I'm buying this object. Like, I'm buying the whole Karka. Come on. I'm spending so many thousands and thousands of dollars on a piece of land, on a house, so there's more implicit mechila. But if that's the case, we can understand there might be a limit. 100%? 100%? So that could be the svara for Baalei HaTosfos. What about according to the Rambam? The Rambam says there is no limit. The Rambam says even 1,000%. So why is there no ona? Ain't another karkos. So Xeris HaKasuv. But there is a svara suggested by the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef in Bava Kamma. The Rif, if you want to just a nice summary, the Rif right here on our daf quotes all three shittas. All three shittas of Ona, right here the Rif quotes to summarize. But what about the Rambam? So the Nemuki Yosef has a line based on the Gemara in the first parak of Bava Kamma of Karka is Shaveh Kol Kesef. The Kol Amrina, I'll read you the Lashon. Malame Jebein Bezin is Kaken on the Chazav Jeshel Machrayis, Lai Mashma, Dabar Shave Kol Kesef, Mayni Yu Karkos, She'en Lahem Ona, V'chein Kasev HaRambam, She'en LaKarkos Ona Klau. Sounds like what the Nemuki Yosef is saying is that you can't really put a price tag on real estate. With Talflin, you can put a price tag on how much it's worth. But real estate is basically however much people are going to pay. Right? It's not like a cup. A cup has a certain price. A bookcase has a certain price. But karka, you can't say that it has an objective amount. This is a svar for the Rambam. It's different than anything else. It's more of what people want to pay. Look, the same cup, you're right, a cup could cost different in the city and outside the city. But still, inherently, says the Nemuki Yosef, and this is what's used for the Rambam, karka is somewhat different. Karka more has a sliding scale inherently in terms of how much it's worth, and therefore there is no enough, because you can't say this is an overpriced or an underpriced so much, because it's basically what people would want to pay. There are a lot of other factors that are involved when it comes to karka than when it comes to betalta. Betalta you could buy somewhere and take somewhere else. But karka, it has to do with the type of land it is, it has to do with the neighborhood it is. So that's where there are more factors, and therefore it's more subjective. Okay, those are that's some of the discussion by Ona. Again, there are more nafkaminas to those issues of Einan al Karkos, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara, Tanan. We're on the first Y line on Mem Zayin of a base. Tanan. So remember, we just had the Machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which we will continue discussing today. Rabbi Yochanan holding Maos Konos and Mashiach is a Kenyan Durabanan, while Rish Lakish says Mashiach Mefreshes Menat Torah. Tanan. So the Gemara quotes the last line of our Mishnah, if you remember back on Mem Dalet, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kol shahak kesef biyado yado al ha'alyoda. Whoever has the kesef in his hand, he can still retract. That means, even though when I pay the seller, I cannot retract anymore, but the seller could still retract. That was Rav Shimon Shita in the Mishnah. There's retraction in one direction. So, mocher hu dematzi adar bay, the seller can retract, lokeach lo matzi adar bay, but the buyer cannot retract. So we say, if you say midaraisa, really the mos or the giving money works. So that I can understand. Really, nobody should be able to be chozerbo. Right? Because mos or konos daraisa. Really, the kid should be chal. But chazal gave the seller the power to retract because they wanted to be considered in his reshus, so he'll guard it. Right? So that's why. It makes sense. And that's why the buyer cannot retract, because that's the fundamental din of Mos Konos. The seller can retract because it's a Durabanan. Ela'i Yamrit Mos Einan Konos. But if you say, Mida Araisa, Mos or not Nikne, Mos cannot acquire the item, Metaltalin, so Lokech Nami Lader Bay. So if Mida Araisa, nothing worked, so the buyer should also be able to retract. Why can't he retract? So Amar Lacha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, you're right. Aliba de Reb Shimon lo kamina. You're right. My shita will not fit in according to Reb Shimon. Ki kamina and aliba de Rabbanan. I only fit in according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, who says that there is equal retraction rights. Equal retraction rights for both. And mita oraisa, if most are not kodos, so then they can both retract up until that time, but they'll just get a mishapara. They'll just get a mishapara. Fine. Bishlama, next question. Bishlama, the Reish Lakish, ask it the other way. According to Reish Lakish, now it fits in. I understand now the difference between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, right? One of them holds that both can retract and just get a Mishapara, and the other one says that one can retract, one cannot retract. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand the difference between them. Elal Reb Yochanan, Ma'ika ben Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan. But according to Reb Yochanan, what exactly are they arguing about? Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if everybody holds that ma'us is konos, if I give you money, right, I'm at the cash register, so halakha l'maisa, what happens, what about this case? What happens if I put money down on the counter for the cash register, right, at that moment, and at that moment, something happens, and this might be pshia, but something happens, the eggs break. I was going to say that the person putting the stuff in the bags put it in the wagon and the eggs break. I wasn't moshech yet. I just paid for it yet. So on a deraisa level, are they mine yet or not? So if it was the guy putting it in, so it might be pshi on his part. But if it wasn't, something happened by itself, right? So then this is machlokas. Machlokas, whether it's mosa kodos deraisa or not. So according to Reish Lakish, we understand the difference, whether you can retract or not. According to Reb Yochanan, what's the difference between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? Ikebinayu de Rav Chisda. The machlokas is Rav Chisda's dindam, Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said, Kiderach shetiknu mishicha b'mochrin, kach tiknu mishicha b'lekuchos. Just like Chazar misaki mishicha by a seller, right, that once the seller pulls the money that he's responsible, kach tiknu mishicha b'lekuchos, so de b'lekuchos, did Chazal, meaning, just like the Mesnachim Mishicha by sellers to be lachzer bohamocher, Rashi says. So the seller can retract as long as the Lokeach didn't pull it. We want to give him that possibility of retraction so that he'll take care of the items that are still in his attic. Just like we say that. So too, we're the Chazar Mesnachim Mishicha by a buyer. Rashi quotes, lachzer bo b'shalosa takanatzma. The distributor. Right, so for the same reason, we want to give him retraction rights. So, do both have retraction rights? So, Reb Shimon less than the Rav Chisda, Rabbanan Islahu de Rav Chisda. Fine. Lemaisa, when could a buyer retract until? Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he gives the money. He gives the money. What can he retract until? Says the Machlokas Rov Rishonim against the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says that he can retract up until what happens if Nisr Fuchitech. What happens if his wheat actually do get burned? Could he then say, I'm retracting? Can you guess that I'm retracting? So the Balamar says no. Once this Ruvain chitech, once the, again, what happened? Ruvain gives Shimon the money, and then Ruvain's items are still in really midaraisa. Ruvain owns the wheat in Shimon's attic. But midrabanan, we say the kinyan didn't take place yet. And then the wheat get burned in Shimon's attic. Could Ruvain then say, I want to be chozer bo? So the Balamar says no, it's too late. But the Ruvain Chamo says yes. He can still retract. Why? So the Ramban explains that this is beautiful. What did the Chachamim do when they said, Mos Kodesh Daraisa? No, we say it's no good. Did they totally uproot the Kenyan? There was no Kenyan. Mos Kodesh Daraisa, Midrabanan Mos are not Konos. Period. There is no Kenyan. If there is no Kenyan, then he can retract forever. That's the Ramban Shita. Even after his assets get burned, you can retract. Says the Balamar, no. What's the pshat of they were oka the kinyan? Doesn't mean they were oka the kinyan totally. It means they held the kinyan in abeyance. There was a kinyan, but they said there are still retraction rights. The kinyan took place in Mokos Konos Daraisa, but there are still retraction rights. So if that's true, then you could say once the asset disappeared, you can't retract anymore. So the machlokas right here between the Balamar and the Ramban, right? When can the lokeach go back until? So that machlokas could be about what exactly did Chazal do when they said Meshicha, you need Meshicha midrabanan according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Tanan, fourth line from the bottom. Tanan, Avalamru, the last line of our Mishnah. Misha bar midrabanan, who asali bar midrabanan, Misha enom midiburo, the ones who paid back the Duramabul, Hashem, he will pay back any of those who do not keep their word. So, Iyam, Rabishlamos, Konos, again, if you like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mido, Raisa, the Kinyan took place, so then we understand, Mishamachi Kai Ba'aval. You understand why there's a curse here. Because really, Midaraisa, the whole thing is finished. Now you're retracting. So Midarabanan, you still have retraction rights. But you shouldn't. So that's why we understand the Klala. Eli, Aaron Mos, Einon Konos. But if you say Midaraisa, nothing happened yet, Amai Kai Ba'aval, why would you be cursed? Nothing happened yet, Midarabanan. Midaraisa, I'm sorry, Midaraisa, nothing happened yet. So why should you be cursed? So Mishum Devarim, no, still because you didn't keep your word. You didn't keep your word, even though no kinyan took place yet. You didn't keep your word. Do you get a curse of mishapara just because you didn't keep your word, even though there was no kinyan that took place yet? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in the brayso? Reb Shimon Omer, afal pisha amru talis kona diner zahav. Even though we learned that a talis is kona diner zahav. Remember back to the first sugya, right? When you have two items, the peros, whatever is called the merchandise, is kone, the tiva, the money, but not vice versa. So, says Rav Shimon, even though that a talis, right, a beged, is kone, a gold coin, because relative terms that the beged is considered the peros, the ain diners of kone talis, and gold is not kone talis, because when it's gold versus a talis, the gold is called currency, the gold is called money, mikol makom kach halacha, that's true, that's the halacha, and therefore, once you give the gold coin, there is no kinyan yet, aval amru, but they said, mishapar miyachi dora mabol, umeyachi dora flaga, now we add on, umeyachi stone v'amora, ume mitzrayim v'yam, Hashem, who paid back from all of these four, who asili para mimisha eno mibidiburo, he will repay all of those who do not hold up in their word. And the bride, the Tosefta, adds, v'hanose v'nosem bidvarim lokana. And if anybody who does business bidvarim, meaning you didn't commit to yourselves anything in writing, no shtaris, but only bidvarim lokana, so there is no kinyan that takes place. V'hachozer bo, and if you retract from this, ein ruach hachamim noche imenu. Chazal are not happy with you. Right, like it says in Perkei Avos, "Ein ruachem noche menu." V'yom Rava and Rav is medayek. Anu ein lanu ella ein ruachem noche menu. What happens if you don't keep your word? Ain't the chamin not happy? It doesn't say anything about mishapara. Doesn't say anything about getting cursed. So according to, again, the kasha is according to Reish Lakish that most are not konos midaraisa. So why do you get a mishapara in our Mishnah? What's the difference between our Mishnah in this case here, where you just didn't keep your word? So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Dvarim v'ika bahadayu ma'os koi ba'aval. Even if a kinyan doesn't take place yet, but if you didn't act, even if it didn't accomplish the kinyan, that's still worse. So if you say you're going to do something and you actually paid for it, so that's koi ba'aval. Dvarim v'leka bahadayu ma'os, if it's stam dvarim lo koi ba'aval. That's what the case was talking about here, that nothing occurred yet. Period. Why these four? Why these four groups? Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to pay back these four of anything special together. Dara Mabel, Dara Flaga, Stoman Amor, and Mitzrayim. So the Tosfos HaRash and the Meiri both say that Some of them are just derech agav. Dora mabul shayim maleim chamas lo hayamdu b'tiburim. Fine. Dora mabul, they stole from each other and they didn't keep their word. But dora flaga nakar agav dora mabul. Dora flaga they threw in there because it goes with the dora mabul. We did mention from one of the achronim back on when we had this on the Mishnah that maybe the connection is because they both lacked hashgacha and they both, just like a person doesn't have enough faith about his parnasa, if he goes back on his word, that's the connection between these two. Umitzrayim lo hayu omdim b'diburayhem, shebechal sha'ah hayu omrim l'shalayach es Yisrael v'chazru bahem. And by Mitzrayim, they didn't keep their word because they kept saying, I'll let you out. Right? Paro and all of his henchmen, and they didn't let him out. So that's why Mitzrayim, they were not omdim b'diburo. Okay, again, this is famous discussion. Let's just mention it. We haven't had it in a long time. And that is, right, the Mitzrayim, they didn't keep their word. But weren't the Mitzrayim just fulfilling what was promised already in the Bris Ben Abisarim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, they were going to be, Geri Yazara HaBeres Lolahem, Parshas Lach Lecha. Bris Ben Abisarim. So what did the Mitzrayim do wrong? Why were they punished? Right, this is the Kasha. It's not an Achronish Kasha. The Rambam asked this Kasha, and the Ramban asked this Kasha. Right, so the Rambam Menachos Shuvah asks, so why were they punished? So the Rambam Shita is, Rambam says, B'fishalo Gazar Al Ishya Dua. Right? Because Hashem didn't say to any specific person, you will subjugate the Jews. He said there will be a nation that will subjugate the Jews. Because Osam HaMeirim LeYisrael, Ilu Lo Ratza, Kalechan Mehem, Arshiz B'yado, Levish Lo Nigzer Lish B'yadua. That's the Rambam Shita. Hashem didn't tell anybody specifically to subjugate. Right? So they'd have the choice not to. That's why they were punished. That's the Rambam Shita. Ask the Ramban in Parshat Lech Lecha on the Rambam. What are you talking about? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want something done, and he doesn't say who to do it, shouldn't you be the first to do it? Let's say a parent says, I need somebody to clean the basement, right? And all of a sudden, nobody moves. And then one person says, I'll do it, and they run downstairs. So isn't he a Zoriz Viniskar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need somebody to subjugate the Jews, right? We'll do it. You're going to get punished. What do you mean? The Ramban says you should get a reward for that. That can't be the pshat. Right, what happened to Tzfardeya, says the Ramban? Right, none of them had to jump into the ovens. They all said, we want to jump into the ovens. That's the whole, the Kavachomer, Psachim, or in the Nuns, the Gimel or so. Right, so says the Ramban, I don't understand that pshat. So says the Ramban, I want to give a different pshat. This is the one that's given by the Ravid as well, in Ilchas Shuva, and that is, they were supposed to subjugate the Jews, they weren't supposed to torture the Jews. There's a difference. Va'avadim v'inu osam arba me'oshana, inu is different than throwing babies into the river. They went above and beyond what they were supposed to do, and that's why they were punished. That's why they were punished. Same thing with the Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar says, I took four steps, I did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. Says the Ramban, yeah, but you went overboard. You went overboard in what you did. Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradon, that is the Shita of the Ramban. So you have the Rambam, you have the Ramban. The Meshechachma defends the Rambam. The Meshechachma says, the Ramban says, they should have done it. They should do it if it was a command. If it was a command, like the parent, the example that I gave, the parent is saying, clean. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, subjugate, then fine. But what happened? Says the Meshechachma, V'yafe Amar, according to the Rambam. The Ramban would be right if, Ilu Amar HaKasa B'lashen Sivui, She'yavdu B'magoyim, Avokan Amar Derech Sipur, V'avadim V'inu Osam, V'lochein Ne'enshu. It's derach sipur, not derach tzivui. So that is why Shemin Adin ain Rashan b'nei Noach. They're really not allowed to do it. They were going to be kafui tova because they got rich from Yosef, and that was the problem. That was the problem, says the Meshechachma. One other answer I saw from the Eitz Chaim, which is in the Sefer Mafteach in the back of the Rambam, where he says maybe because the whole thing was originally al tnai. Why? Because it says vavada v'inu osam v'gamas goy esher yavodu don anochi. It's all one package deal. So you knew about it. You want the privilege of avada v'inu osam, so then you're going to have to take also v'gamas agoy esher yavodu don anochi. It was said in one breath, kavayachol, and therefore, that's what the problem was. So again, the Tosfos HaRosh and the Me'iri here say the Mitzrayim didn't keep their word, and that's why they were punished. Why were they punished in the first place? Right? They weren't supposed to let the Jews out. The answer was one of these answers. Rambam, Ramban, and the Eitz Chaim. One other ha'ara on this Gemara, and then we'll move on. And that is, what about the four? Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, Dor Mitzrayim, and Dor Anshi Stone Ba'amor. So there's an Orach Laner. The Orach Laner in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis. What the Aruch Haner says, maybe these four form a unit. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the whole world, and according to the ancients, the world is made up of four yesodos. There were four yesodos in life that everything is made up of. What are they? Water, fire, wind, and earth. Those are the four, I don't think it's humors, because humors is something else, right? The four yesodos that the world is made up of. Says the Aruch Haner, each of these show a different koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how they were destroyed. And therefore, these four are a package. The Mitzrayim tava bayam, because what was the first thing? Their chariots got stuck in the mud, and they went down to the Tahom Nifra ba'afar zechilas ibudim hayshanasa yam kemen chomer shenitzbu bov lo yachlu la nus v'lachin amru mishepara me rishayim al yedidal yisodos hu yifram imishein omi b'tiburo, because this was piraon in all four areas al yedei Hakadosh Baruch. Viter, let's continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Crow, I don't know why we didn't mention that in Sukkah. I was looking back to my notes in Sukkah. I didn't see that in Sukkah and in Beis. But there were four people there with the context. But okay, did tshuva. The Metziah Memchas. Amar Rava, Crow mas nisa masayel the Reish Lakish. There's a pasuk and there's a brisa that supports Reish Lakish's sheet. Again, what did Reish Lakish say? Mishicha da'oraisa, ma'os not da'oraisa. Reish Lakish says, Crow dechse, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk by Asham Gezelos, the end of Parshas Vayikra. Remember, one of the Averos that you have to bring a carbon Asham for, Chatas is 95%. 95% of Averos, if I do, I have to bring a carbon Chatas. There are three or four Averos that if I do, I have to bring a carbon Asham instead. Zeros HaKasav, why these Averos are picked. And one of them is Asham Gezelos, if I deny having something of yours. V'kicheish ba'amiso bepikadon, I'm a shomer and I deny having your object, and I swear about it. Oh, b'sesumes yad, or alone. Oh, begezel, or I stole something of yours. Oh, ashak es amiso, or I have wages. Oshek is wages that I owe you that I did not pay you. To what is each one? So pikadon is obvious. To sumes yad, what do you mean denying a loan? Amar of chizda, go to yichi lo kli lahava aso. It's not stam if you deny a loan. Rashi explains here. This is Rashi and Tosfos Shita. Rashi and Tosfos say that our Gemara assumes that you are only chayev a asham gezelos, if you deny a ba'en, an item. If you just deny an obligation, so that is not good enough for asham gezelos. Right? That's why pikadon, that's why gezela. So how do you have it by a loan? So by a loan, it has to be where there is a mashkon. I label, I say, you're going to get paid back from this, but it stays in my rishus. It's kind of like an apotiki, right? It stays in my rishus. That's what you deny. Sheyichid lo kli lahava aso. You deny to having a kli, you're miyachi. You designated a kli to pay back with, and there, that's what you denied. Oshek, what's the ashak? Amr of chizda, the same thing. Sheyichid lo kli lahashko. I designate that you, I am going to pay your wages from this, and I deny it afterwards. That's according to Rav Chisda, all the cases of Shvua of Asham Gezelos. Rashi and Tosfos seem to say that this is the din always. The Rashba here and most other Rishonim say there are many Gemaras that have examples of Asham Gezelos, but this is not true, right? By Knossos, I'm ma'ani somebody and then I deny it. I mean, there are many examples. So Rav Rishonim say no, this is not the din. This is just how Rav Chisda is learning the pasuk. Either way, the Gemara is the same. But the question is whether this is a din in general or it's a specific way how to learn the pasuk. So let's continue the Gemara, though. So the Gemara says these are all examples of what you denied. The Chiyahadre Kra, and then in the very next pasuk, the Torah says, Ksiv, Vahayak Yechta Vahashem. So when he sinned, and Vahashem, and he's found out, and now he has to do tshuva. Vaheshav Esagzeil Asher Gazal, Osa Oshak Asher Asak, Osa Bikadar Asher Hovkar Ito. So you have to return all these objects. So even though four were mentioned in the Aveira, only three are mentioned in the Hashava. V'ilut Tsumas Yad Lo Ahadre. But returning the loan object is not repeated. So my taima, la mishum de mechzer mashicha. Isn't that because the
the person that is owed it never pulled it, never did Mashicha. Meaning, I borrowed money from you, and I said, you know, I'm going to pay you back from this item. But you never touched this item. So why doesn't it say in the Pasuk that I have to return it? It must be that it was never yours. It's never nikvet to you because you never did Mashicha on it. So isn't that a raya to Reish Lakish, that you don't need, that you need Mashicha d'oraisa, and because you didn't have it here, it's not good enough. When you gave the money to me, to lend me the money, which is like a ma'os konos type of idea, it's not good enough. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, eimei me'oshek u'dahadakra. It says Oshek in the second Pasuk, why the wages, that's the same thing. By Oshek also, I didn't, you weren't, you the worker did not pull the item that I designated to pay you back. So maybe the milva is included in Oshek. So Gemara says, no, Hakamai Eskina, no, the Oshek case is talking about a special case. Don't you not slow me, Manu, the workers took it, their wages, the Chazir of Gidu slow, and they gave it back to the person to be a shomer on it. So Gemara says, Hanu Pikadon. That's exactly a Pikadon case. So Gemara says, Shrek Avni Pikadon, you're right, but two examples of Pikadon giving in the Pasuk. So Ihachi Tsuma Slave Nami, Lahaji Velukmeis. If you're giving such an unusual ukimta for the wages case, so give the same ukimta for the loan case, and then either way, there's no raya to Reish Lakish and against Rabbi Yochanan. Veluk mekon shenadlo heimenu, say that the lender took it back, v'chazav evkidu aslo, and give it back to him. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Iyahajekra, if the pasuk had repeated both Oshek and Milveh, lo tiyuf tov lo v'siyata, then you're right, there wouldn't be any type of raya. Because they could be talking about, but they could both be talking about cases where there was Mashicha, that would be Reish Lakish, or no Mashicha, that would be Rabbi Yochanan. But Hashta, Deloa Hadrikra, but now, why the Pasuk mentioned one and not the other? So Messiah Lay, it must be because there's a difference between the two cases. What would be the difference? It must be, maybe the case mentioned there was Mashicha done, and the case that was not mentioned there was no Mashicha done. That must be why the Torah only mentions one and not the other, and we end up saying it is a Raya to Reish Lakish. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The Suma slave, Yad, Loa Hajikra. What, Milva is not repeated? But Hatanya, the Brisa, says it should be repeated. Amr Shimin, Minayin, Litan, Esamor, Lamala, Lamata. How do I know that everything in the first Pasuk should be put into the second Pasuk? Tichsiv, O Mikol, Asher Yishava, Lav, Lasheker. Vyamar, Benachon, Amrav, Ravu, Amrav, Larabo, Suma, Yad, Lahishavon. So you see, it's basically included. So the Gemara says, no, Behed, Yamia, Loa Hajikra. It's not explicit. It's included idea, Drasha. But it's not explicit. If it's not explicit, you could still be medayik and say there are different halachos between two, something that's explicit and something that is not explicit. Right, this is, do we have other examples of this? They're both daraisa. But because something is not explicit, Reish Lakish could still have a diuk for his shita. Do we have any other examples of this? I'll just mention one. There are many examples of this. I'll just mention one. There's a Ran. The Ran in the Darim. Ran in the Darim Daf Ches. What did the Ran there say? The Gemara there has the famous line that there's a machlokas whether you should tell an Amma Aretz or you're not allowed to tell an Amma Aretz. The Gemara there says you can be yotze your mitzvah of learning all day by saying Kriya Shema. In the morning and at night, boom, yotze mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Wow. So the Gemara says, don't tell that to anybody. The other Gemara says, yeah, tell that to everybody. So they're inspired. They know they don't have to work so hard. And then they can do more and more. But the Gemara, so the Ran there asks, like all we've shown him, that's the Vadisabal Yom of Alayla. That's learning. Just saying Kriya Shema. So the Ran there says, no, don't take this Gemara so literally. All this Gemara means, and this is based on the context there, all this Gemara means is that what's the chiv of Talmud Torah that's explicit in the Torah? Why is that important to know? If we know implicitly that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all day and all night, all of our free time, so why is it important to know what's beferish? Because regarding Hilchos Shvuos, if I take an oath, I swear I will learn all of blank today. So is that oath binding? There's a halacha usually in shvuah halal shvuah. We're mushba v'yomen me'ar Sinai. We already took a shvuah at our Sinai. We'll do all the mitzvahs. So could I take a shvuah to learn? So the answer is you're right. Only something that's explicit in the Torah is considered shvuah in terms of mushba v'yomen me'ar Sinai. Even if it's learned that from a drasha. Even if it's da'araisa, a shvua can still be chal on that. That's the difference. That's what this Gemara means. That you could be yotze, b'kriyash, b'shachas, v'arvis, and therefore the shvua could be chal on it. That's in terms of whether a shvua could be chal. But not, of course, whether the mitzvah. Says the Ran, mistaverli delav dafka de'bahachi miftar, sh'rachayv chaladim lomo, tamid, b'yom v'alayla, kvikocho. It's just that. To call me the asa midrasha, Afa pishahumen haTorah, kivan delesam mefurish bikra behedya, shvua chala alav. So again, that's another example, like we have here, right? That's chesam and aleph and nedarim, like we have here, that there's a difference in halacha, even though two things are daraisa, whether something is mefurish bikra or something is not mefurish bikra. Good. And what would Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan would say, don't make such a diak. Don't make such a diak. So what if it's not mefurish? So here, he wouldn't say there's a difference between mefurish and not mefurish. He might agree to other cases. I agree to other cases. But here, he would say, don't make a diak. Or maybe he would say, it's included. It's included. It's included in Oshek. Okay. Must isa minal. That's a pasuk that supports Reish Lakish. What about a Brisa Titania? We learned in Me'ila. Nasa labalan ma'al. Let's say somebody goes to a bathhouse attendant, and he gives them a coin of hektish. So ma'al, right away, mi'ilah takes place. Right away. Before what? Before anything else. Ritva here has two deos. Did he ready take a shower? Or is he going to take a shower? The Ritva himself thinks that he ready took a shower. He quotes Rashi, who seems to say, Rashi says, right when you give it, before you use it. So the Ritva finds that somewhat difficult, because even if you say that you're paying for the schirus, and there's a machlokas that we've had many times where the schirus is mitzchila vatsof or only levasof, but you have to at least start. You have to at least start right when you give the money. Nothing happened yet. So the Ritva says, for Rashi, it must be that it's after the whole thing. But the Ritva says, I think it's for the whole thing. Why? Because you're renting out the bathhouse. That's what you're paying for. And then it kicks in right away. That's what the Ritva says. According to Rashi, it seems like you're renting the hishtamshus. You're paying for the hishtamshus, so then the Ritva says it's got to be afterwards. But I think you're paying for the bathhouse, therefore it could even be before. Okay, either way, so you give the money to the Balon Baal. V'yama Rav Dafka Balon Hudula Machasu Meshicha. Rav says, this is only by a bathhouse where there's no later Meshicha that must be done. Avamidi Achrisi, the Mechzer Meshicha, but anything that has to be pulled for the Kenyan, Lo Mal Adamashech. Then there's no Me'ilah until Meshicha takes place. Obviously, you see Beferish, like the like Reish Lakish, assuming Me'ilah works with the same rules of Kinyanim as everything else. Tanya, one second. Doesn't the bride say nasal safra mal? Let's say you pay for the barber to get a haircut. You violate right away. V'sapar habay lemimshach tesparis. And don't you have to like pull the scissors and give him the scissors in order for it to start? Because that was what was understood in those days. That the guy's getting the haircut walks in, he takes the scissors and gives it to the barber. So don't you need meshicha in that case? So no. Hachamayeskina v'sapar nachri. The La Bar Meshicha Hu. No, we're talking about a non-Jewish barber who was not a Bar Meshicha. Tani Nami Hachi, also the Brisa says this. Nasa L'Sapra O L'Sapra L'Lecho Bali Yomnis. If you pay for anything, Lo Mal Ad-Mashach. You don't violate Me'ilah until the Meshicha. Kasha Nani Ha'adati. What do you mean? It's Kasha. It says L'Sapra, it says for the barber, you need Meshicha. But the previous Brisa says you don't need Meshicha. El Lav Shvamina, Kamasapra Nach, Kamasapra Yisrael Shvamina. There must be a difference between a Jewish and a non-Jewish barber. A Jewish Kenyan Meshicha works with Jew to Jew, but not from Jew to Nachri. Separate Shaila, not for now, about Stam going to a non-Jewish barber. The Shulchan Aruch discusses about not going to a non-Jewish barber. Maybe in those days, maybe it's different now. Those days they thought it was dangerous. You know, you're going to be under the gun, you know, under the knife, literally, by a barber. So the question is that safe or not? So that is a discussion. Okay, I just wanted to mention the one makar, and that is kinyanim for a guy. Right, as mentioned here, where is this discussed in a major way? Mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz, just to give you one source, you can look it up for the summary, there's a Mishnah Berurah. Simin Taf Mem Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Taf Mem Ches Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah there discusses that when we sell the chametz to the guy before Pesach, we do 10 different kinyanim. Because there are so many different shitas in the Rishonim. Which kinyan works? Jew and non-Jew? So we do everything, just to be safe. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ube'ezek kinyanim kona ha'akum yish, but deos bein ha'poskim. Yesh mishomer the kinyanim shel akum uba kesef dafka. Yesh omrim she'ein akum kona el b'mishichal irshuso. O b'hagva. Yesh shekasvu o char kinyanim kagon kriyas betaltalin kinyan chatzer kinyan chalipin. What about situmta, which is the shaking hands? Ulenyan dina lechadchila bavadei tzarch lahakmus b'kinyan gamur u'muskam lekulei alma. You should use something that's agreed upon. The hainu kesef u'mishicha b'yachad." Mr. Brihir discusses which kinyan. You have to work it out. You have to work it out. What does this Gemara mean here? It doesn't mean dafka meshicha not to his rishus, but if it's a meshicha to his rishus, it does work, right? And that's why we lease out the area where the chametz is. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about meshicha to the guy's rishus. pulling the guy's rishus. We talking about here, first of all, a mishicha that a Jew is doing from a guy. So that could, that's one limit the Rishonim say. Maybe it works the opposite way, but not, which you might, depending what the das of kini mishicha is, it might work in one direction, not the other direction. And number two, there's this mishicha is not pulling to your rishus. This is a mishicha of service, of hishtamshus. I'm pulling the scissors. I'm being kone the scissors? No. I'm being kone the fact that you're going to give me a haircut now. Right? So that's a different type of mishicha that's used in elsewhere. Okay, let's continue. Second to last line. V'chein amar Rav Nachman also agrees to Rav Yochanan now. Dvar Torah Mos Konos. Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Yochanan. Ubadak Levi b'mastisa. And Levi checked out all of his brises. V'yashkach. And he found one to support Rav Yochanan. Nasna l'sitone. If somebody pays a wholesaler, what's the case? Rashi explains. I'm a storekeeper. I give money to the wholesaler. He gives me tons of stuff. But I don't give him. I don't pay him right away for everything. I don't have enough money. So as I sell his stuff, I'm going to go pay back for more. I take 100 barrels. I pay for two. And as I sell them, I pay back. So once I start giving the money to the Sitton Mall, I violate Mila right away. Even though I didn't, I was in Moshech everything. El Akash L'Reish Lakish. I Akash L'Reish Lakish, who says, you need Mashiach. I'm L'Chav Reish Lakish. I'm Reb Shimon. He. Reish Lakish says, this should be Reb Shimon, who I said before, I don't, I, my sheet does not fit in according to Reb Shimon. Period. Let's continue now. Itmar. Abaya Amar Oduye Modi'inamle. When the Mishnah says that you put a Mishapara on him, you don't actually curse him. You kind of say, Hashem is going to take care of you in the future. You should know. Hashem is going to take care of you. Rava Amar Melaitinamle. No, Rava says you give it to him. You curse him. You give him the curse. Hashem should take care of you. It's not just letting him know what's going to happen, but you actually. You're like, you know, you put him in chayrim, not put him in chayrim, but literally you say, this should happen to you. Abaya Amar Adu Amodin Anle, why the save Venasi Bam Chalotar? Abaya says, you just let him know because it says Venasi Bam Chalotar, so you're not supposed to curse people. Rava Amar Mela Laitin Anle, Dixiv, Ba'amcha, Bosa Maisa Amcha. It says Ba'amcha when he's acting like your Am, not otherwise. Right, the, what would Abaya answer back? Abaya would answer back that pasuk is usually used when somebody is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah at all. Right, both of my Sanfka, right? We had it at the end of Baba Kama in Achovel, I think, by Kibbut Ava'im. Is there Kibbut Ava'im by a father who's not Osa Maisa Amcha? Right, that means he does not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. It's not, he doesn't keep his word. It's terrible. But it, you could give somebody an aliyah even if they don't keep their word. Right? So you could still keep it. He's still a Jew. Fine. Amar Rava Mina Amina La. Rava says, where else do I know this from that you could actually curse? Through Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Yabule Zuzi Amilcha. A bunch of people gave money to Reb Chiya Bar Yosef for some salt. Lusof Aikir Milcha, then salt went up in price. Also, the Kaim de Reb Yochanan, so he came in front of Reb Yochanan. And obviously, he wanted to know, could he go back? Could he retract? Because now he already got the money, but now he wants to get more money for his salt. Amalei Zil Habluhu. So, Reb Yochanan says to him, tough luck. Pay them. Vilo, Kabbalach Mishapara. And if not, you're going to get a Mishapara. So the I'm going to do a modin on lay, and if you say we just let him know Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Bar Oduya who, he let him know Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. You're going to let him know. So how could you say the sheet is that you let him know? So Mar says what the other side of the sheet is worse. Well, my male lightin on lay Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Asla Kibuli La Tusa Drabanan. In either case, we're talking about a great Amora here. So how could we say that he was possibly getting into Mishapara waters? Ella, what must be the case? Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, a Ravon Hudiyavile. Really, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef was given a Ravon. What does that mean? He was given the first installment for the salt. He was given the first installment. So the question he wasn't sure about was, who Savar Kenegda Hu Kone? He thought that the first installment is just Kone, the amount, Kenegda, the amount of that money, and he's allowed to retract on everything else. He thought that's not included in Mishapara. But Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan taught him, no, Kenegda Kula Hu Kone. The first installment is like a down payment, but you're Kone everything. That was what the discussion was between the two of them. Itmar. So now let's talk about a Ravon. So when you have this type of first installment, down payment, Rav Amar, Kenegdo, who Kone? Rav says, you only Kone, Kenegdo, the amount that you gave. Reb Yochanan Amar, Kenegdo, Kula, who Kone? Reb Yochanan says, no, you're Kone, Kenegdo, everything. Meisvei, is that really true? I know, Sinir Ravon, Lechaveiro. If I give an Ravon to my friend, here Rashi says, a Ravon is being used differently than last line. A Ravon here means a Mashkon. You give him like a deposit, a security. You give a deposit to your friend. Listen to this case. The Amarlo. Imani Choser B. Ervoni Machalacha. If I retract from our deal, you get to keep this. V'yamarlo, and the other guy says, "Imani chozer bi ervoni machal v'halo amarlo. Imani ma'achzer bi echmal lecharvoncha. If I retract, I'm going to double your eravon, give it back to you." So that's the deal. So niskay matanam divi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "Great, the deal is a deal." That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi l'taimei to amar asmachta kanya. Okay, we could have four shiurim on this. Right, Rabbi Yosi holds, according to his reasoning, holds asmachta is kanya. What is asmachta? So Rashi, whenever asmachta comes up, Rashi says the same definition. Right here, asmachta kanya, havtochas guzma. You have an exaggerated commitment. Sha'adam maftiach es chavero. I assure my friend, lismocha lov, to rely on me. Shemo yikayim tno yitin kachakach. That if something doesn't happen in the future, this is going to happen. Asmachta always means a commitment based on a future event that you really don't think is going to happen. Or you hope will not happen. That is asmachta. So Rabbi Yosi holds, asmachta's kanya. And that works. That kind of commitment is a good commitment. And therefore here too, the guy says, I'll double it. He doesn't think he's going to have to double it. But that commitment works. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. And, of course, we don't hold of that totally, which we'll get back to if we have a little time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's just finish first. Dayushika can't get a vono. No. This whole commitment doesn't work. No, it's enough that it's kone, the mashkin is kone, right, up to the amount of the deposit. That's it. Amr Abshim Ben Gamliel, Bamed Ramamurim, when does this apply? Bizman Sha'amr Lo Ervoni Yikon. When does this apply that Rabbi Yehuda said it's only kone kenegede ravon if he says, my security should be kone everything? That's not true. That's not true, and therefore it's only kone kenegede the amount. Avo machar lo bais, but if you have a real down payment, right? Machar lo bais, you bought a house. O sadev elav zuz, and a sadev for 1,000 zuz. Upar lo mam chamesh meo zuz, and you paid 500, you paid half, and you're going to pay the rest of it. Kana umachar lo sashar, afil lachar kamashonim. Right? You could keep paying even after many years. The Ritva says it's lav dafke after many years. Not that you should pay after many years, but it's just so long as it's flexible. So my love, so that's the din in the brisa here. So now we say my love who adin lemetaltalin. Shouldn't we say the same thing applies to metaltalin? Not only by karka does a down payment apply to everything, the whole kinyan. Shouldn't apply also to metaltalin. Bidistama kanilulukulu goes by everything. Meaning the Gemara is comparing kinyan kesef by karka and Mo'os Konos by Metaltalin, shouldn't you say it's the same thing? So Gemara says, lo, Metaltalin, because it's not Malokani. No, Metaltalin are not Kona everything. Umayshna, why not? What's the difference between Karka and Metaltalin? So Gemara says, Karka, de Bekaspa, Kani Le Mamish, by Karka, where Kesef could be Kona everything by Karka, Kani Le Lekule, so it's Kona everything right away. Metaltalin, Lokani, Elo, Kavuli, Mishapara, even if you want to say Mo'os or works here, but it's only regarding a Mishapara, Lamaisa, is that totally kone, so lo kone le kule. So you see, it's not going to be totally powerful enough anyway, so we say it's only kone, kneged its value, and not kone everything. Just one ha'ara, again, this asmachta sugi is the basis of the whole issue of gambling, the whole issue of the isser of all different types of gambling, which we're not going to get into right now, just to know that it's usser, any type of commitment based on future events. Again, that has to do with rotisserie leagues as well. It has to do with fantasy baseball games. All that could be is a serious halachic problem. Because anything that's based on any type of skill. What are the ways out? Number one, the easy answer, says the Shulchan Aruch, is asmachta l'tztaka is kanya. Meaning if all profits go to tztaka, no problem. Right, so I remember one of my previous balabatim once told me, by baseball fantasy leagues, that's possible because people do it for the fun. So many months. Football, forget it. They do it for the money. So it's never going to happen. My football is going to happen by baseball. Okay, so at least by baseball, you could have a spot on Stocka is Kanya. It means it's got to go automatically to Stocka. It can't be that you say, okay, I'm going to give my money to Stocka. Because then, before you give it to Stocka, you have to arrange it before it. Because right when you get it, before you give it to Stocka, that you already violate Gezel. It's a Rabbana. Right, so that's it's too late. That's one ha'ara. The other issue discussed, fascinating, in the post-game of Avadir, Sternbach and Shuvah is about this. What about lottery tickets? What about buying a lottery ticket? So is that a smachta? Is that a smachta stuck as kind? Is that a problem? So the answer is no, it's not a problem. It might be a waste of money, but it's not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? Because a smachta means you're committing to something based on a future event. Buy a lottery ticket, you're not committing to something based on a future event. You bought it something today. For a dollar, you bought this ticket today. This ticket that is now fully yours might increase in price. It might appreciate the $5 million. That's what you're hoping. But it's not that there's any type of transaction that's going to happen in the future. You bought it today. It's finished. It's yours. Just like you buy a house, you buy anything, you hope something appreciates, it goes up in money, in value. But that's not called a tzmacha. That's not a future commitment. Okay? We'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, I will be back, B'ez Hashem, on Tuesday. There could be, you want to do a Sunday, Monday, you want to possibly put it online. Put it online. So possibly, could be a guest shear giver on Sunday and Monday. Again, I apologize, just bar mitzvah, asakim, Baruch Hashem, but B'ez Hashem, Tuesday, we'll be back online. Tuesday morning. Okay, we'll stop here.